attention. And he's going to hand it off to Sanders on the counter. Sanders doesn't have much room, but he gets about 3 yards.
Yeah, but some teams like Oskaloosa and Pella are a little bit better at reading the counters from Dylan Sanders on the outside. So Sharon maybe find different ways to use that counter against them. So maybe fake the counter and do a draw with Aaron or keep getting their guys to bite on Dylan. Though that's definitely a weapon, though. Even if Dylan's not getting the ball and getting yards, it's a weapon to have him on the outside, shifting the defense, and the middle opens up for the Chargers there.
And, Derek, that's going to conclude us for our first quarter. Oskaloosa leads it 21-7 at the end of the first quarter.
Sheraton Hy-Vee, your employee-owned Sheraton Hy-Vee, has weekly grocery specials to help you make the most of your family's budget. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Chargers football.
And, Derek, I got the answer to the trivia question. The question was, when was the last time the boys cross country team won a meet? And the answer is 1997.
So Mike Bates sent 2 years off, and then we had one correct answer there. So 1997, definitely a special time. That's the year I was born myself. You were too. So excited for our cross country team. They were able to win last week too.
Yeah, I was talking with Spencer Sherrick, and Spencer Sherrick used to be a member of the cross-country team, and he told me he didn't even think he could make the cross-country varsity team this year because of the most of they've been so improved. It used to be you could just automatically get a varsity letter. Now it's a competition out there. And Kane's going to have it out of shotgun. He's going to throw it up the middle. Incomplete. The intended receiver looked like it was Dylan Sanders.
Yeah, but it kind of went right through Dylan's hands, and then Hunter Neer kind of tipped it up and almost had a touchdown there. Got some former Sheraton players waving at us, Ben Kinnan and Zach McElroy, great Charger football players.
Yeah, I loved watching Ben Kinnan play. He was one of the more physical guys. He just loved the game.
Yep.
And always went on the field with intensity. It is going to be second and third and about 7 yards for Sheraton. Another third down opportunity here. Hawkinson's going to be in motion this time. Kane's going to drop back the pass, throws it, but it is blocked by the Oskaloosa defender. It was number 45. And it looks like number 45, Tyler Salazar.
Yeah, but a great job there by Hawkinson. Again, just not letting Hawkinson get open and then giving pressure to Aaron. Sharon's line has been important for the Chargers this year, and tonight, we're gonna, as we see this later, and this might be a grind-out match for both teams if Sharon slows down Ossie, but Sharon's line is key in this game. They got to give Aaron a little bit more time than that.
Yeah, Kane had to throw the ball a little earlier than what he wanted to, and it got knocked away, and Hawkinson wasn't even open yet, so it's going to be fourth down for Sheraton. But it's a low snap. Hawkinson's going to keep it. He's got it at the outside, but he's got nothing doing. Ossie takes over at the Sheraton 22-yard line. Bad snap from Hawkinson. He decided to keep it, though, Derek, and didn't get anything.
Yep, I think kind of a fumbled snap, low snap, and TJ might have had a second to punt it, but probably not. Probably the safe thing for him was to try to get the first down and unable to quite get it there.
One thing I'd like to mention, though, Derek, this field was better than I intended it to be. Last week we had rain and more rain come down on the field. It was muddy. The field got torn up. Now it looks greener than ever. Hey, and Oskaloosa is going to take over at the 20-yard line. It's going to be quarterback Ethan Arnold going to hand it off to number 29, Blake Alsop.
Yep.
And he's going to have it up the middle for a gain of about 8 yards.
Unbelievable speed by him, making guys miss left and right and get on the outside. And kind of reminds me of Dylan Sanders for the Chargers, just able to make guys miss, get on the outside, and make plays. But, like you were saying, this field looks amazing. Definitely a good display of the Sheraton groundkeeper crew getting to go with Brett White and all his crew.
And it's going to be another run up the middle, first down for Oskaloosa deep into Sheraton territory. And this defense is really struggling with this running attack from Oskaloosa.
Yeah, but we'll give you guys an update on the total yards for Oski running backs at the second half. But, guys, it's going to be over 100, about 80 to 100 here in this first half already. So Sheraton has to get stops if they want to win this game, Adam.
Yeah, Oskaloosa hasn't really tried doing the passing attack so far tonight because they haven't needed it. And Arnold's going to hand it off again up the middle for Oskaloosa. And he's going to be in for the touchdown. It was number 29, the running back, Blake Alsop, for his second touchdown in the game.
Yeah, guys, Sheridan is giving up a lot of yards here, and they're a better team than that, Adam. See Sheridan able to punch one in before half. It's almost a needed touchdown for them if they want to stay in this game.
Yeah, that drop, that muck snap did come back to bite Sheridan. As Oskaloosa goes up 21-0, or they're going to have the extra point to go up 21-0. Yep.
27-7, I think.
Yep, 27-7. Sorry, the field goal post is in my way. And Oskaloosa is going to put up the extra point. It's 28-7, Derek. Not what you want to start off homecoming.
Yep, and the scoreboard is not what worries me right now. It's kind of the attitude on the sideline here for the Chargers, and the attitude for Oski on their sideline, Adam. It's a big difference, kind of crowd-wise, player-wise for both teams. So Sheridan struggling here early,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, Derek, and it just takes something little like a big hit or a big play on the offensive side to really spark the momentum, and that's really what Sheridan's going to be needing right now, especially from their senior leadership. You can't back down early in this game. A lot of game left to go, and definitely not over.
Yep, and Adam, their quarterback, Oskaloosa's quarterback, Ethan Arnold, had before this game, prior to this game, had about 260 yards total. So not usually the most offensively threat, the biggest offensive threat is as Oskaloosa, but tonight proving they can move the ball on offense.
And Sheridan has brought the receiving team out on the field again. Seen a lot of them as they've given up quite a bit of touchdowns early in this game. There's about 10 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the second quarter. Oskaloosa leads it 28-7, and Oskaloosa's kick team is back onto the field.
Pierce Baker Funeral Home. Pierce Baker Funeral Home is a part of your community and part of your life here in Sheridan. A proud sponsor of Sheridan Chargers football on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Callan Tomlin is in to kick it off.
Sheridan needs a good offensive possession here, Adam.
Tomlin's going to boot this one. It looks like it's going to be Kobe Richmond on the left side. He's going to run it up the middle, but bounces it outside, breaks a couple tackles, and it's brought down by a host of Oskaloosa Indians at about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, but pretty good return there by Kobe, but great blocking by Sheridan on the kickoff return there. But Sheridan needs to add a little something to their step here if they want to punch this in. Oski, they've been stagnant on offense, to say the least, so Oski able to control the line of scrimmage and control the tempo of this game.
And it is 1st and 10 for the Sheridan offense. There's twins to both sides, Hawkinson on the right. And he does have single coverage right now, but there is a safety over help. And Boulder is going to get it up the middle. Big yardage, first down.
Yep.
He's going to run it all the way to the about midfield.
Yep, a good run there by Boulder. He's been the biggest spark on this offense for Sheridan. And another interesting thing, we just kind of made eye contact there. T.J. Hawkinson is very versatile. They need him to block tonight, honestly, for sharing the win.
Yeah, he's going to have to be a big-time blocker, especially on the outside, the Sanders and Boulder. And it's 1st and 10. Kane's going to keep this one up the middle on the quarterback draw. He's got nothing doing. Oskaloosa's D-line just ran right through that Charger offensive line for no gain.
Yep, Sharon kind of stood up early there. A couple of linemen, number 52 for us.
Yeah, it was number 52, Zane McKay, D tackle for Oskaloosa with the tackle on Aaron Kane.
Tony Kaska, Mike Bankson, and John Peterson want to know what they want for that correct answer on the cross-country thing, and we'll have to come up with that and let you guys know later on the podcast.
And Boulder is going to get the handoff towards the right side. He's got about 2 yards. It's going to be 3rd and 9, and Derek, I don't know if we have anything to get on.
Yeah, I'm sure Adam can craft something for you guys or something, but I don't know, maybe... I don't know, we'll have to think on that. So maybe I think that'd be kind of a new tradition or something, give them the people to answer right something.
And Kane's got it. It's going to be 3rd down, but there's a timeout on the field.
Piper's old-fashioned grocery store and homemade candy. The candy is fresh-made in the store, and they will ship it anywhere. Piper's, for your fresh deli sandwiches made to order. Fresh donuts daily and an old-fashioned grocer, they are proud to support the Sheridan Chargers.
and it looks like we just had some trouble with the clock. The clock wasn't running, so we're going to return to action here. It's 3rd and 9. Kane's got it. He's going to roll left. He's got some time. Nobody open downfield, but he's going to throw this one to Sanders, and it is caught by Sanders. Perfect pass by Aaron Kane. Touchdown, Chargers.
That was an impressive play by both Dylan Sanders and Aaron Kane. Aaron Kane sprinting left and suited up Sanders, and what a grab. Sharon Chargers needed that Adam Kassius. Chargers with a big-time touchdown.
And Oskaloosa had really good coverage on that play. Kane just kind of threw that one up. It was a perfect pass to Sanders up the middle, and he was able to walk into the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, Sanders able to get over the top, like you said, and not too many guys like catch Sanders. So great job there by Chargers.
And the score is now 28-13. Boldrev is now in for the extra point. And he's going to put this thing right down the middle. Oskaloosa Indians lead it 21-14. And, Derek, that was kind of the spark that Sheraton was looking for.
Exactly. Big play. Kind of have to burn the clock so much when you're down. So big-time play. Big, long play. Dylan Sanders, other guys besides T.J. Hockenson have stepped up early in this game. So for them to win, they're going to have to, because T.J. is going to get his yards from Adam. But they are tripling and doubling him.
Yeah, as you said, Derek, they are double covering Hockenson. The height on Oskaloosa is limited. They got a couple 5'10 guys double covering Hockenson, and Aaron Kane's going to be looking for him a lot, just throwing it up, and as he has so far in this game. But it's nice to see some other guys stepping up, like Sanders on that last touchdown.
For sure, and the reason we bring it up is because knowing from Washington, they have the ability to step up. They're big playmakers for the Chargers, and some of the best players in the district, Bradley Crest Sr., Dylan Sanders on the offense today, and obviously besides TJ. So Chargers have kind of a more than one person, but they have other guys too.
And Hockenson has brought his kick team back onto the field. He's going to boot this one towards the right side. It was a short one. He's going to receive it at the 20-yard line. He's going to run it up the middle. It's number 44 of Oskaloosa, Tanner DeCock. And Oskaloosa is going to take over at the 34-yard line.
Yep, Tanner DeCock, we've heard his name quite a bit tonight. Good athlete for Oski, good player, good ball hawk, like the word you like to use. So Sharon needs to find him on the offensive end. And then.
Yeah, what's that? Go ahead, Derek.
Breakaway speed for Oski is Tanner DeCock, so be careful there.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention about Tanner is he's the fullback for the Oskaloosa offense, and he's been just going out in the flat, able to get a few completions so far, but able to get those 5 or 6 yards Oskaloosa's been needing on those third downs, and he's got pretty much all the receptions for Oskaloosa, so we'll see how the Charger defense is going to cover that fullback in the flat. And Oskaloosa's offense is back onto the field. On the previous play, they did run it up the middle for no gain, brought down by Chance Wirtz. It's 2nd and 10. Oskaloosa Indians lead it 28-14 with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Oskaloosa is going to run it up the middle again, but stopped by a host of Chargers. Looks like Nick Ryan and T.J. Hockenson in first for the tackle.
There we go. Get this crowd going even for the Chargers. Kind of quiet over here. You're not used to seeing that from Charger fans, so hopefully we can get the Charger family sparked here. Oski's on the other side. They're sparked. The momentum's on Oski's side, but hopefully Sheraton can kind of flip it around here.
Yeah, Oskaloosa's looking to take this homecoming away from Sheraton and ruin it, but it's been a while since we've won a homecoming, and Sheraton's going to be hungry for one tonight. And quarterback for Oskaloosa, number 15, Ethan Arnold, going to drop back the pass, but it was batted down by defender Trevor Nance. He is coming up down there.
That's what I'd like to see from the Chargers. Crowd's getting going here. Sharon's not playing on their heels anymore, and that's good to see if you're a Charger coach, Charger fan, and you want this Charger team to win anyway. That's good to see.
Yeah, Nance is down there. He's fired up. It's nice to see him with some enthusiasm. When I walked around the school, Trevin doesn't show much emotion. He doesn't really laugh at much, but he's a great guy to be around, and nice to see him pumped up.
It is. He's a leader for the Chargers, too, so if he's getting going, they're getting going.
And Oskaloosa is about to punt him out. It's a short one, but it will take an Oskaloosa bounce all the way to the Charger 26-yard line. The punt was about 15 yards, but it rolled about another 30.
Yeah, that was Oski bounce. That's a, I don't know how to describe an Oski bounce. That's how we're going to say it. So,
yeah.
Oski gets a okay spot to stop, try to stop this year in offense.
So the Charger defense finally gets a stop in this game on third down, forcing Oskaloosa to punt. Aaron Kane is back onto the field with his offense. They're going to take over at about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, 14-28 here. Oski wins. These Chargers can punch it to a one-possession game.
Yeah, the Sharon's going to be looking to get this game a little closer before they head into the locker room. Kane's got out of the shotgun. He's going to keep this one. Fake hand off to Boldrev on the outside. He's going to have a gain of about 6 yards.
Yep, good run by Aaron. Good read. That's kind of the read we were talking about from the Chargers. So Aaron doing a good job of running this system here for the Chargers. So.
Yeah, it looks like Sheraton ran the option there. There's nothing doing up the middle for Boldrev, so Kane kept it, got a few yards up the outside. Now Sheraton's looking at it second and four.
Yep, 6:40 and time running down here. Chargers, not necessarily a must-need touchdown, but it's a big touchdown for Sheraton to be able to drive this in here.
And Kane's going to hit it off to Boldrev. He breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage, but brought down, and it looks like he does have the first down. That's going to move the chains for the Chargers at their own 40-yard line.
Yep, Alex Boulder have kind of the key of tonight's first half for the Chargers to kind of keep them in it here. Even though Sanders and Kane were able to connect on a long touchdown, Alex Boulder has got them in the third and short, so able to open up the long passes because of Boulder has play. And the linemen, pretty good blocking on Lavi.
And Kane got it for a first. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. It's first down. He's going to hand it off to Boulder towards the outside, and he's going to run into a weak tackler and gets another 4 yards. It's going to be second and about one for Sheraton. Boldrev met contact with after a gain of about 3 yards and was able to fight for an extra four.
Yeah, Alex Boldrev kind of just put his head down like he does best and kind of playing off the Chargers there. Alex, pretty good speed, but definitely kind of one of those runners like Sean Green from Iowa was, Mark Wiseman was, excuse me.
And there's trips to Aaron's left. He's going to roll left to pass. He doesn't have much time. He's just going to get rid of this one. It's incomplete. So now it's going to be third and about a half a yard. Kind of surprised they just run it up the middle for a first down.
Yeah, I think they kind of tried to get Oski off track there, but not there at all. Oski doing a good job early on defense teams.
And it is going to be third and short at midfield for Sheraton. A big third down opportunity here for both teams. Oskaloosa stacking the box. Kane's going to hand it off to Boldrev, but they sent in the blitz. Oskaloosa's got Alex Boldrev in the backfield for a loss of about 4 yards. It was number 50 for Oskaloosa, Clayton Danner, the linebacker.
I kind of want to see that. I wish we had a replay that Tanner DeCock kind of and TJ Hawk getting after it. They're a pretty good matchup there. Tanner DeCock, strong kid, but TJ might not be the guy to pick the fight with, so kind of, it's good to see, though, competitiveness here brought out tonight here late in this first half.
And Sheraton's going to take a timeout. It's their second timeout of the first half. Oskaloosa leaves at 28-14, and Sheraton's looking at a 4th and 5. Hardee's of Sheraton, the all-natural burger from Hardee's is a grass-fed, free-range, char-boiled beef patty with no added hormones, steroids, or antibiotics, topped with natural cheddar cheese. Yum.
It must kind of be me, because every time me and Adam switch microphones, and mine's the one that cuts out, and his doesn't, so I might be doing something wrong, but I don't know, I'll have to ask Adam his techniques and stuff so I can be as good as you.
I guess I'm just the lucky one. I get the good microphone, Derek.
Yeah, but maybe it's good sometimes that you don't always get to hear my voice. So,
and the Chargers are back on the field after the timeout. It looks like it is the offense, and they're going to go for it with 4th and 5 after the loss of about 4 yards on the middle linebacker blitz.
Yep.
But it looks like Schmeisser did change his decision just now, and he's going to send Hawkinson back in the backfield for the punt, last-second decision. Hawks is going to boot this one really deep into the Oskaloosa end zone. I've never seen Austin punt that one that far.
Yeah. Well, like we said, TJ's a very versatile player, but that was a D1 kick. He's a D1 tight end, but that was a D1 punt. So,
yeah,
Sheridan.
It was about a 50-yard punt right there without a bounce.
Yeah. I heard him that it went to a touchback, but still impressive punt by Hawkinson.
And Oskaloosa is going to take over at their 20-yard line. Plenty of time to get another score for Oskaloosa. 4:56 to go.
Yep, and I'm not 100% sure who gets the ball at halftime. I believe Oski gets it at halftime. So,
yep, Oski will take over at halftime. And Sheraton's going to be jumping off sides. Oskaloosa had a Tim Good jumping off sides, and that's going to be another flag on Sheraton. Oskaloosa's going to move up another 5 yards.
Yeah, but with only 5 minutes left, as Sheraton defense doesn't have a lot of room for error, they cannot allow a touchdown from Oski here. So Oski has a long drive to go, but Sheraton needs some early stops here.
Yeah, they're definitely going to be looking to do some things like they did on the last drive to stop Oskaloosa on third down on a 3-and-out, and it's not looking good so far with 1st-and-5. And Ethan's going to hand it off up the middle for a gain of about 3 yards short of the first down. It's going to be 2nd-and-about-2.
Yeah, that was a good run. Number 29 has been, Blake Alsop, speed is a key for his offensive game, but able to get a little space there and just hit the gap. He hit the gap really hard, so Aussie's forcing it to happen tonight.
And it is going to be 2nd-and-short for the Oskaloosa offense. Ethan Arnold's got it under center. He's going to have a quarterback sneak. He's got a lot of room. And he's going to be brought down, though, but it looks like he's going to have the first down.
Yep, I think his forward progress gets him just a little over the first down, but still, that's a good sign for Sheraton there. A couple big plays for Oski, not huge plays, but a couple good drives from Oski, the first couple plays there, and Sheraton able to hold him to only 1 yard there.
And that's going to move the chains for Oskaloosa. They got it at their own 32-yard line, 1st-and-10. The Sheraton defense kind of looks fatigued, Derek.
They do. I don't know if the homecoming week's wore them out even or something, but Sheraton's defense not looking like themselves.
And Arnold got it out of the shotgun this time. He's going to hand it off on the counter to number 2, Bennett Spry, but he's brought down by what looks like T.J. Hawkinson for a loss of about 3 yards. Hawkinson catch him on the inside, and he couldn't do much and brought down behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, but T.J. has to do a lot of things, defensive end one. And as a defensive end player, you got to keep guys inside of you, and T.J. did an excellent job keeping him right inside there on the reverse and not letting him get around him. So only negative yards there for Oski.
So it is now 2nd-and-14 for Oskaloosa at their own 27-yard line. Time ticking down, 3 minutes to go. Arnold's going to pitch this one to Alsop on the outside. He's got a lot of room, but he gained of about 8 yards. It's going to be short of the first down, though.
There was a block there by number 74 for Oski, Blake Van Bell, who is in 100% sure I mispronounced that name, but that was an unbelievable block by him there.
Yeah, that's a tough one to pronounce, Derek. I don't think I can get that one right either.
Looks like there might have been a late flag there.
And there was. They did throw a flag at the end, and that's going to move Oskaloosa back even farther. It is going to be 2nd-and-about 17 yards.
Yep, Oskie. Kind of their identity tonight has been 3rd-and-short, so see if they can punch it in for 3rd-and-short here. Not a huge passing team, so.
And Arnold got it out of the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass. Altenhoff is in his grill, and Altenhoff is going to bring him down for the sack. Lost him about 10 yards. Big sack for Altenhoff and deep into Oskaloosa territory.
Yeah, that was a big loss for Oski. Chase Altenhoff and just getting there, but kind of laughing at that. His pump fake is getting Chase a little bit tonight. Kind of putting Chase on his heels, but Chase able to get back and make the play. But Arnold must have a really good pump fake because he's getting the Sheraton D-line to jump a little bit every time he used it. So.
Yeah, Alden Hoffman was running after him, jumping up in the air after each pump fake he had, but able to bring him down. There's 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, 3rd-and-about 35 for Oskaloosa. And yeah. Arnold's going to bring his offense out, and he's got it under center. and he's going to hand this one off the middle to Alsip. There's no gain on the play.
Kind of surprising that I think they were just trying to get a couple positive yards back, but 3rd and 35, and they did a dive up the middle. Kind of interesting play call there.
Yeah, it looks like Oskaloosa had everything going for him on that drive. Started off with a first down and a couple flags late, a couple flags in the next set of downs, and now they're punting it in their own end zone. And back deep to receive is Kobe Richmond and Dylan Sanders.
Yep, the field position battle, like punting there, was paid off for sure there.
And it looks like Smizer is going to spend his last timeout of the half with 1:26 to go.
Sheraton Napa, for all your auto and truck needs, see your Sheraton Napa for filters, hydraulic hoses, tools, and parts at your Sheraton Napa. They are Napa know-how. Oh, and if you guys are just tuning in, all the stores, one station, KIIC.
And Derek, when the Sheraton gets his ball back after the punt, they're going to have good field position, hopefully. And with 1:26 to go, plenty of time to get another stroll before they go into the locker room.
Yep, this is the biggest possession probably of the year for them. Obviously, as the games go, that play is the biggest play. But this is huge for the Chargers here, Adam. Get this game to one possession. 14 points is a pretty big deficit going in the half, so get this thing to 7 and give your team a better opportunity, a better percentage chance of winning here.
Yeah, this is a huge game for Sheraton. They need this district win, especially with the tough district games coming up for them. Playoffs on their mind. They're going to really need to get this win if they want a chance at the playoffs. And the Oskaloosa punter is deep into his own end zone. Good snap. He's able to get the punt off, but he was rushed by Hawkinson. And Sanders is just going to let this one go. It was a pretty good punt. It's going to go all the way into Charger territory at their own 45-yard line, where Sheraton will take over with 1:16 to go.
Okay, so am I right? Did he punt from the end zone, Adam?
Yeah, he punted from deep in his end zone.
And that's not the best at math, but
about a 55-yard punt for the Oskaloosa player.
Yep.
Got a little Oskaloosa bounce, but really good punt for him.
Yeah, that was impressive. TJ almost blocked it. Hawkinson almost blocked it there. But Sheraton gets still a good field position, though. I hope opportunity here to punch it in.
And Kane's got it at his own 45-yard line now with 1:16 to go. Plenty of time to still put a score on the scoreboard and make it one possession.
Kind of I think Rhett's talking about teams here. Not 100% sure what about, but he's walking away now and letting him play. So I think just a little competitiveness there. So.
And Hawkinson is split out right by himself. Kane's going to, he doesn't have much time to throw. He's just going to heave this one up. It is picked off by Oskaloosa. It's number 2 of Oskaloosa, Bennett Fry, and he's going to return that one for about 15 yards in the Charger territory at about their 45-yard line.
Yep, Aaron's done a great job all year, but there you see one of the few underthrown balls he's had this year to Hawkinson. Got to give Hawkinson a chance to go get it, and unable to connect there by Hawkinson and King.
Yeah, Aaron didn't have any time to throw, though, Derek. He was rushed by
Center,
and as soon as he got the ball, threw it up. It was just underthrown, and Bennett was able to come up with the interception, take it into Charger territory where Oskaloosa will take over.
It's been a sloppy first half for the Chargers here. See if they can correct that here.
And Ethan Arnold's going to have it out of under center. He's going to throw this one over towards the flat, but it looks like it's going to be incomplete. 2nd and 10 for Oskaloosa with 1 minute to go in this first half.
Yep, that play action could be key for them the second half. Adam, when your offensive run game's going like that, it's hard to stop the run and the pass, so just a little fake handoff to play action could be dangerous for them. Kind of like the, I don't know if you guys watch NFL, but Indianapolis Colts with that play action attack. Oskie's kind of has that in the repertoire, so we'll see if they pull that out here in the second half.
And there's 1 minute to go. 2nd and 10. Oskaloosa has it in Charger territory. Ethan Arnold under center, 2 fullbacks behind him and a running back. He's going to hand it off to the first fullback, gain of about 1 yard. It was number 34, Zaire Manum.
Yep, Oskie called the timeout there. I think they want to punch this thing in. They're going to be aggressive here. Lucas County Health Center with comprehensive therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services for yourself and star player. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center works to help you get you back on your feet. Physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center, getting you back in the game. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
And Oskaloosa did spend. Oskaloosa still has one more timeout after the one they just did spend. There's 51 seconds to go. They're in charge of territory. Still time to put another score on the board and get a bigger lead against Sheraton. They lead it 28-14.
Yeah, but Sheraton's kind of had a sloppy first half. Kind of seems like the energy wasn't there. Kind of playing on their heels on defense. So look for them to push the pace this second half. Oskie's kind of controlled the tempo this whole game.
And Arnold's got it under center. He's going to pitch it out to Alsop. He's got some room towards the outside. He's got a gain of about 8 yards. Good enough for the first down. That's going to move the chains for Oskaloosa.
He might be the fastest player Sheraton's played this year. Just from first glance, he hits the gap hard, and he's one of those kids that we've been accustomed to watching him these last couple of years of playing against him. So he hits the gap hard and runs hard. So Oskie, he's going to keep giving the ball here, and hopefully Sheraton can find a way to stop him.
And this time Arnold is in the shotgun. He's going to keep it towards the outside, looking for room. He's got a couple blockers towards the outside. He's got it at the 10-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds by Dylan Sanders. Another first down for Oskaloosa with 24 seconds to go.
Yep, that was a big run by Arnold. He's been able to get through the middle tonight, and then there he just displayed his speed on the outside. So Arnold is a big-time player for Oskie. Very impressed with him tonight.
And this is a crucial couple plays for Sheraton. There's 24 seconds to go. Arnold's going to pitch this one out to Alsop again, and he is going to be brought down by a host of Sheraton Chargers. Gain of about 7 yards. Oskaloosa is knocking on the door again in the red zone. 16 seconds to go.
Yeah, but this kind of show how the character of the Sheraton defense is this year. It's kind of how you tell improvements, how they bounce back from things like these. And if you're able to get a stop right now, 16 seconds of stops, Adam. That's key for Sheraton here in this scoring position for Oskie.
And Oskaloosa did take their final timeout of the first half with 16 seconds to go. They lead it 28-14. The Sheraton fans are looking for a stop here before Sheraton goes into the locker room. They don't want another touchdown for Oskaloosa on the scoreboard.
For sure, and tonight, guys, we have some good festivities for you guys. We got cheerleaders out here dancing right now doing the whip, if you guys know or are accustomed to that. But then we also have our Sheraton drill team, award-winning drill team, dancing tonight. Adam, your sister's dancing. She's a really good dancer, and she actually might have been the star player in the Powder Puff game last night. Unfortunately, the juniors were able to get the win over the seniors.
Yeah, the juniors beat the seniors. Not just by a little, though, Derek. They kind of handed it to them.
Yeah, it's...
And Arnold's going to hand it off at the middle to Alsop. He's in for the touchdown. Oskaloosa puts up another touchdown before with 11 seconds to go in the half. They go up 34-14.
Yeah, Chargers fans are stunned right now. There was not one person that touched him there.
Yeah, he just was able to, he had a huge hole, offensive line created space, was able to just jog into the end zone. And Oskaloosa has brought the extra point team out. It is number 9, the kicker, Connor Swim. And he's going to put this one right down the middle. Oskaloosa leads it 35-14 with 11 seconds to go in this first half. Sheraton really struggling on the defensive side, giving up 35 points in the first half, Derek.
Yeah, this is not the Sheraton team these fans and coaches are accustomed to coaching and watching this year. So we'll see what Sheraton's made of here, I guess. It's going to be big here early in the second half for the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what Sheraton can do out of the locker room. We'll really see what they're made of. And if they really want it, they're going to come out of this locker room with a different kind of intensity. And that's definitely what they're going to need. They just don't look like they're ready to play tonight.
No, they don't. I think this homecoming week almost hit a tool on them. And Adam, as you'll see here, time is crucial the rest of this game here as it goes. Every play, the more time that goes down when you're in this gap is crucial for the Chargers here. So time is not in your favor if you're the Chargers. I think that's the first time we can say that yet this season.
Yeah, they've been in control of the scoreboard all season, and now they're behind 35-14. Coach Schmeiser's not very happy after that last defensive set. Really, it was really important for Sheridan to get that stop. Oskaloosa able to get into the end zone, though, to go up even more. Now Oskaloosa's kick team is onto the field. Back deep to receive is Sanders.
And here's the thing that I think disappoints the Sheridan coaching staff there. He was untouched. The effort is like almost like the effort wasn't there on that play, and that can't happen if your Chargers want to compete at this high-level district they're in.
And Callan Tomlin is in to kick it off. He's going to squib it up the middle. And it is caught by a Sheridan receiver, and he's going to return it all the way to the 45-yard line. And it looked like number 12, Quentin Pennington.
Yep, got it to about midfield. Let's see. I think the smart thing might be to knee it, but maybe they'll hair it up to Hawkinson. Never a bad idea. Like the guy to the next left of us said, the radio guy to the next left of us from Oski said, 6'5". Hard to guard, so why not give him an opportunity here, maybe?
Yeah, we'll see what Coach Schmeiser does with 5 seconds to go at midfield. And it looks like Haynes is going to take a knee. We're going to go in the football. Oskaloosa and Sheridan is going to go into the locker room. Oskaloosa Indians lead it 35-14 at half. Derek, it's not looking good so far for Sheridan.
Yeah, I don't know the words to put in that first half besides just sloppy and almost a lack of effort through the Chargers. You want to see more out of these guys. These guys are high-character guys, but great football players. So, Sheridan, we'll kind of see what they're made of here in the second half. Time is not in your favor if you're the Chargers. And me and Adam here are going to take a break. No halftime performance here. Maybe I'm a crybaby, but my throat's hurt. My throat's getting a little sore here. We're going to get a drink of water and come back on here and keep you guys updated on this game. But stay tuned and keep listening to this game. We're gonna keep you guys updated. Sheridan Chargers need a way to respond here against the Oskaloosa Indians. Indians are running the table here, Adam.
Yep, and before we go to break, it is 35-14. This is KIIC. So leads the Sheridan Chargers 35-14. We're about a minute left to go in the in halftime. Some first half stats for you here. Oskaloosa had 5 touchdowns. The Sheridan's 2 touchdowns. Passing yards for Oskaloosa at only 14. Sheridan has 118 passing yards. Rushing for Oskaloosa, though, 211 yards only in the first half. Sheridan has 89. Pass completions for Oskaloosa, 2 for 5, and Sheridan 4 for 11. So, Derek, stopping this running attack from Oskaloosa is going to be key for Sheridan, especially with the absence of Bradley Crutcher. He's just been in and out. He's been trying to play a little bit, but haven't seen much of him in the game due to his injury.
Yeah, he has like a kind of a hip flexor bruise for you guys that aren't aware. But Adam, you get it on the spot. Yeah, defense for Sheridan stopping this run attack is going to be huge in the second half if Sheridan wants to have a chance of coming back and competing for the win here. But Adam, the thing that sticks out to me is this Arnold. He has 100 yards passing, a little over 100 yards passing this season. So it's just mind-blowing to me how they're running down Sheridan's throat right now. But Sheridan defense has the leadership, has the seniors, has the playmakers, and they have the ability to make stops here in the second half. So Lee Kane has done a great job of adjustments all year, and I think tonight we're going to see adjustments from the Sheridan Chargers.
Yeah, Oskaloosa is actually going to start off with the ball with the lead they already have. Sheridan's going to need a stop. And a quick stop, 3 and out, I think, is what they're going to be in desperate need of, for sure, if they want to stay in this game, get the ball, stop them on 3 and out and get the ball back quick and punch one in for the end zone.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know why I said 100 yards, 260 yards this season for Ethan Arnold. He has been unstoppable for Oskaloosa tonight, so Sheridan has to find answers for him tonight. Maybe they'll put a guy extra in the box, if that's even possible. I think they already have as many guys in the box as possible, Adam.
And leading the rush for Oskaloosa is Blake Alsop. I talked to somebody from Oskaloosa outside the press box, and he said he's never seen Lake ever do this. This is the first time he's ever ran like this. He said he's never seen him actually do this kind of thing. He also said something about the O-line. They've never really created space for the running backs, and tonight they're doing more than that. They're creating big enough holes for trucks to drive through.
They are, Adam, but to turn it over to the Stern offense, they are an offensive threat, to say the least. 720 yards of receiving before this, prior to this game, this season already, and over 645 rushing. But when you have T.J. Hockenson and Aaron Kane, you're never out of the game. So if the offensive line for Sharon, who's done a great job all year, can give Aaron time, I don't think Sharon's out of this game with T.J., Adam. I really don't.
Yeah, definitely. If they can, I'm really looking forward to this next possession for the Sheraton defense. Looking forward to seeing how they can come out of the locker room, different intensity maybe, get a three and out, quick three and out, and get this offense rolling. Definitely, I agree with you, Derek. This game's not over. Got a whole another half to go. The kick team for Sheraton is onto the field. We're getting ready to start this second half.
Sheraton needs to come out with a whole new energy here, and I kind of walked over the concession stand to kind of get a feel for the energy tonight of the crowd. But people are there, but the energy is not, and Sheraton's football team needs to bring the energy here tonight in the second half if they want a chance to compete for this win.
Yeah, Derek, I was fighting my way through the crowd. Could barely get through all the people that are here. If it starts to get a little momentum and get the crowd on our side, I think this is a whole new ball game. 40 seconds to go left in this halftime. Getting ready to start us off here with Hockenson at the kicker.
Yeah, but I think it starts with his first play, even. Get a good kick, get some confidence going, get that energy going if you're the Chargers here. That's, energy's kind of low for the Chargers here tonight early. Even on the sidelines, you kind of feel, get the Chargers going here. A couple of seniors, you kind of see Trevin Nance over there, Aaron Kane getting them going, and that's what they have to have. Hunter Miller over there is getting going. You can kind of tell his motor's gotten a lot better over the years.
Yeah, and I'm sure they received the yelling from Coach Smizer, always enthusiastic. In the locker room, I'm sure they received an earful from their first half performance, but I'm more than confident in these guys, and I'm really looking forward to see what they can do in the second half.
Yeah, but challenge accepted, I guess, through the Chargers if you want to win. You put yourself in this hole, and you have to put yourself out, I guess, is the easiest way to put it. So the second half could be exciting for our listeners over there and our fans out here at the Sheraton High School at this homecoming. But it could also, if Sheraton lets it just keep going against them, it could be an ugly game. So let's see how Sheraton responds here.
And here we go. We are starting our second half. Hockenson is in to kick. Oskaloosa is going to receive. And Hockenson is going to boot this one down the middle. And he's got it at about the 5-yard line. He's got room to run. It's number 2 for Oskaloosa, Bennett Spry. He's going to take it all the way to the about the 27-yard line where Oskaloosa's offense will take over, and they've been running all over Sheraton's defense so far.
Yeah, they have. It starts with Arnold for them, though. They've been unable to stop him, and the play action is going to be another thing here that could hurt the Sheraton Chargers in the second half. So we'll keep you guys updated on this game. But
yeah, and Alfield, of number 29, Blake Alfield for Oskaloosa is having a game to remember. So far in this first half, he's going to be looking to continue on that. He's already got well over 100 yards rushing by himself. So really a milestone game for him so far. And he's going to have one up the middle again. He's going to be brought down, though, for a gain of about 1 yard. Brought down by, it looks like, Chase Altenhoffen.
Yeah, Chase was a good play there. But you know who, Adam, who we haven't heard a ton tonight, but is one of the best defense players for the Sheraton Chargers, Chance Ward. He comes up to hit, and tonight we have not heard his name very often.
Yeah, Chance Worth is going to be asked to step up definitely in this game with the absence of Bradley Crutzinger. So, I mean, him and Bradley Crutzinger, they're good friends, and it's nice seeing them work as a duo, but tonight Chance Worth is going to have to do the linebacking duo by himself tonight. And there is a flag on the play. It was 2nd and 10, but there is a flag in the back, so it looks like it's on the offense.
Yeah, and when you're in this hole, Adam, Aussie continues to let the time go. When you're in this hole, every second almost is valuable against the Chargers. So, Oski, I think with their coaching experience and players' experience, they're going to keep letting this clock go.
And with the penalty of the false start on Oskaloosa, it's going to be 2nd and 15. at the Oskaloosa 21-yard line. Oskaloosa leads it 35-14. We have 11 minutes to go in the third quarter. Arnold's got it under center. He's got two fullbacks behind him with the running back, Alsop. And he's going to hand it off to Blake Alsop. But it is a fake. He's going to throw it over to Sanders. He faked me. There. It looks like he handed it off to Alsop. He kept it on the play action and threw it over to number 44 of Oskaloosa. It looks like Tanner Decock again in the flat, but there's only gain of about 4 yards.
And that's play clock we were talking about, guys. Play action, there by Oski. It's a threat, and it's going to be used in the second half, so Chargers have to be ready for it. And starts by stopping the run. Adam.
Yep, Oskaloosa has brought it back to the original line of scrimmage. It is 3rd and 10. With 10 minutes and 45 seconds to go, Arnold's got it under center. And he's going to hit it off. It's Alsop out. He's going to kick it outside for a gain of about 3 yards. Good stop for the Sheraton Chargers on third down, but looks like there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, kind of reversed there, but good job by Chargers staying, doing their jobs and trusting each other.
And it is going to be a holding on Oskaloosa. And the penalty was declined by Kurt Smizer. And it looks like the Oskaloosa punt team is back on onto the field. And back deep to receive is Kobe Richmond. So good three and out series for Chargers, just what the doctor ordered.
Exactly it is, Adam. And they had a yard there on that total offense of that first series about. So Sharon Chargers, Lee Kane has to be happy with the way his guys responded. Win or lose, I think Chargers can still compete in this. I don't think they had a good first half, which might have hurt them for the result of this game, but win or lose, what happens from now till the end of the game is important for the Chargers. Playoff hopes and season hopes.
And I can't stress this enough how important this game is for the Chargers. They got some tough teams coming up, Pella, Norwalk, Carlisle. They're going to be needing this game if they want a chance at a playoff. They're 4-0, but they still need to get these wins in district play. And the punt is a good one. It's Kobe Richmond is going to receive it. And he's going to receive it at about the 40-yard line, return of about 7 yards to about the 49. That's where the Chargers will take over.
Yep, Kobe, that was a challenging catch, kind of going back where he was able to catch it, and then now it's a ball bounce. And that's when you have a talented or good skilled punt returner, not letting that ball bounce after the punt, initial punt, is important for this field position battle.
So it is good field position for the Chargers. They're going to take over at the 49-yard line, split out in twins as T.J. Hoxton and Dylan Sanders. Sanders comes in motion the other way. Kane's going to hand it off to Boulder. He's got plenty of room up the middle. Down to the 45-yard line of Oskaloosa. First down and more. That's going to move the chains for sure.
A great run by Alex, but what I saw there, Adam, I was most impressed was the senior blockers, Chase Altenhoff and Trevin Nance, right on that right side. A big-time block by them and able to get their team an opportunity to score here and get this gap close and tightened a little bit here, Adam.
Yeah, Boulder had a big hole to run through, broke a couple tackles, and was able to get a big gain. Now Kane's got it at the 20. He's going to hand off to Boulder. Again, he's got a lot of room. The 10, touchdown. Boulder in for the touchdown. He has nobody to beat right up the middle, and the Chargers get the score to 20. It is now 35-20 with 9 minutes and 46 seconds to go. Big touchdown for Sheraton right out of the gate.
And that's what you love to see. Kurt Smizer is getting his guys going over there. And, you know, that's special. That's something Kurt Smizer does. He cares about his teammates, his team and his players. And he's over there getting his team pumped up. He's pumped up. He doesn't feel like they're out of this, Adam. And if he doesn't feel like they're out of it, the team won't feel like they're out of it.
Yeah, and Boulder is in for the extra point. And it looks like it is wide left. It is missed. The score will remain at 35-20, but big touchdown for Boldrev with 9 minutes and 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Plenty of time in this one.
Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved one with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hammer Medical.
And, Derek, I want to give a shout-out to the guys to our right, Trevor Mark and Lucas Hager. They do a great job over here. We couldn't do it without them. Trevor Mark's running the camera for our live stream. And Lucas Hager's the graphics genius. Doing a good job over there with our graphics, and couldn't do it without those guys.
Exactly. Good call. you know, you see them doing a lot of technology around the school and stuff. Just really smart kids and futures with technology, I think you could say. But another thing I want to point out over there is Nathan Blong is over there, torn ACL, good player for the Sharon Chargers, freshman. So it's hard to see a young freshman with that injury. It's hard for anybody, but young freshman with a lot of potential have that injury. But Nathan's one of those kids. He's going to bounce back. So.
And Sheraton is about to kick team out onto the field. It's Hawkinson. It's 35-20. Oskaloosa leads it with 9 minutes and 46 seconds to go. Back deep to receive for Oskaloosa is number 2, Bennett Spry. And Hawkinson's going to kick it towards the left side. And it is going to roll out of bounds where Oskaloosa will have good field position where they start off their second drive of the second half.
Yep, and kind of missed saying it there during halftime. Field team did a great job dancing. I know they've done a great job throughout the years.
And Oskaloosa's offense is back onto the field. Is number 15, Ethan Arnold, leading them. And number 29, the running back, Blake Alsup, is going to be looking to continue off of his stellar first half. Didn't have much room to run in that first drive. That all thanks to middle linebacker Chance Wirtz causing some problems for him. And then it's Arnold out of the center. He's going to hand it off to Alpha. He's got room on the outside. Gain of about 5 yards, brought down by Chase Altenhoffen.
And what you guys will see there, good tackle by Chase. But if you look, T.J. Hawkinson is playing right linebacker for the Chargers, kind of out of normal position. But T.J. is a kid that can handle. Let's see if he can make a big impact on defense here.
Yeah, Lee Kane forced to make some different substitutions here with the injury to our star middle linebacker, Bradley Kretzinger. So it'll be interesting to see who's going to step up on defense here. And Blake's going to have it on the outside. He's got tons of room to run, but brought down by Hogston at the Charger 49-yard line. Blake Alsup gets the first down again. Moves the chains for Oskaloosa.
Great. Blake Alsup, a name you've heard tonight, but not a lot this season, is getting on the edge of Sheraton and doing what he wants on the edge of Sheraton. So Sheraton adjustments first drive. There, they were unable to make him, so.
Yeah, this is going to be another big set of downs for Sheraton. As Oskaloosa is now in Sheraton territory at their own 49-yard line. It is now first and 10 for Oskaloosa. Arnold's got it under center. He's going to pitch it out to Alsup. He's got some room on the outside, plenty of room. He's got the first down and more. And he's brought down by a host of Chargers.
That is another missed call, Adam. There was a block in the back on Chase Altenhoffen, and Kurt Smizer is livid. That can't happen in this game. There was a blown call again by that ref. Block in the back. So Sheraton getting beat to the outside, but there it was because of a blocking back, uncalled.
And there is an injury on the field. There's an Oskaloosa player down. Derek, while we have a break.
Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier Iowa realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Eddie Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all the area athletics.
Yeah, Derek, Oskaloosa's offense has definitely answered the call after that drive Sheraton had. It only took about a couple plays for Sheraton to score that touchdown from Alex Boldrev. So Oskaloosa answering the phone call here. They're deep into Sheraton territory at their own 27-yard line. Still the injured player on the field for Oskaloosa. Hope he is okay. Still being tended by the trainers.
Yep, and while we were talking about running, kind of made me think when I looked up, Woosley Henderson is in the building, is a term, but he's in the crowd tonight. Yeah, Woosley Henderson was a great runner for Sheraton. One of the most bold kids you'll ever see around here. Definitely a strong kid for Sheraton, almost a nicer kid than he was, better athlete. So good to see him back here tonight for homecoming.
And the injured player was able to walk off on his own power. We're going to resume action here shortly. Sheraton's defense comes out on the field. It is first and 10 for Oskaloosa at the Sheraton 28-yard line. There's 8 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Arnold's got it under center. He's gonna hand it off up the middle, and the running back's got a gain of about 3 yards. It was Alpha again. He broke a couple tackles at the line of scrimmage, able to fight for a few yards.
Very few times has he been tackled on the first contact, so Sheraton needs to make open field tackles and early tackles.
It is now 2nd and 7 for the Oskaloosa offense. Chance Wirtz, that middle linebacker, calling the plays, relaying in the plays from Lee Keynes, the Mike linebacker. He's going to be looking to step up for this Sheraton defense in their own territory. Arnold's going to hand it off again to the fullback, number 44. He's got room up the middle, plenty of room up the middle, and he's going to go all the way to the Charger 5-yard line. It was number 44 of Oskaloosa, Tanner DeCock.
And Lynn Truel is going in the game for the Chargers. Kind of a fan favorite, but good friend of ours. Lim is first year playing football, great basketball player, and unbelievable athlete. So see if Lim can make a difference here for the Chargers defense.
What I'm looking forward to right now, Derek, is maybe a Charger turnover here in their own, deep in their own territory. We'll see what they can do. And Arnold is tripped up on the handoff, but able to get the handoff off to, it was again Tanner DeCock, and he was able to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, Sheraton cannot give up another touchdown here. Their chances of going in the game decreased dramatically if another touchdown occurs here. So Sheraton, you kind of see what their heart is. First possession offensively, able to punch it in, get a stop, but now red zone here for Husky.
Yep, Charger fans are on the edge of their seats. It's 2nd and goal, 7 yards to the end zone. He's going to hand it off up the middle to number 4, DeCock, and he's stopped at the line of scrimmage. Big stop for Sheraton.
Yeah, that was huge for Sheraton Chargers. Lim Truel, good job keeping it inside of him. Chance Wirtz in the action there. And we need him in there every time if you're Sheraton. He's by far the best one-on-one tackler for the Sheraton Chargers. So Chance Wirtz key here on defense.
It is now 3rd and goal, 6 yards to go. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go in this one. This is a big play for Oskaloosa and Sheraton. Oskaloosa trying to put the nail in the coffin, but Sheraton's not going to go away. And Arnold's going to keep this one up the middle. He's got a few yards short of the end zone, though. It's going to be 4th and short.
Yep, kind of one of those plays. This next play coming up is the hard play for Sheraton. 2 yards to go, or 4 yards to go, excuse me. Sheraton just needs a stop here, Adam. It's no stop. Could be even harder to win this game than it already is.
This could be the biggest play of the game, biggest play of the season maybe for the Sheraton Chargers. The offense stays on the field for Oskaloosa. It is 4th and 4. Here we go. Arnold's under center. They stack the box. He's going to hand it off up the middle to Alta. And he's stopped by a host of Chargers. And it looks like he got in for the end zone, barely into the end zone. Oskaloosa goes up another touchdown.
And that was really close. Sheraton did a pretty good job defending that, but with 4 yards left, Bryce Allison able to punch it in there, but a good blocking down outside by Oski, and able to punch it in again. Sheraton is in trouble.
They desperately needed that stop on 4th and goal. It is now 41-20. Oskaloosa leads it. They answered back from that early touchdown from Sheraton. PAT team now onto the field. And they're going to run a fake. They're going to throw it on a 2-point conversion, able to convert it.
Sheraton just asleep on defense again. Wow, that's hard to watch if you're Kurt Smizer over there. Just defense falling asleep. Got to be ready for Sheraton for that.
And Oskaloosa able to punch in on the 2-point conversion. And Derek, we're sitting up here really disappointed, but still don't want to count them out yet. It's now 43-20. Oskaloosa leads it, but it's got to start now on this next drive.
There's this one guy that's going to Iowa on the Sheraton Chargers, T.J. Hawkinson. I think it's his name. I heard his name a million times this year, but tonight, yet to be in that red zone. And we haven't mentioned, he's close to breaking the touchdown record. And a guy that's that close to breaking the all-time touchdown record in Iowa, not in the end zone. That's kind of the way the game's gone tonight for Sheraton, to put it simple.
Yeah, he's going to be wanting to get in that end zone, get his team back in, get this game back to where it should be, Sheraton leading it. And Sheraton's going to have this ball with five minutes and 29 seconds after the kickoff. And Oskaloosa's kick team is on the field again, back deep to receive it. Dylan Sanders, Nick Ryan, and Kobe Richmond.
I think Chargers are kind of stunned here tonight. See if they can get past the stun mode they're in right now. Sheraton's a better team than they played tonight, but the pass is pass, and see how they keep responding here. Stops is the first thing they have to do.
and it is number 63, Callan Tomlin, in to kick off for Oskaloosa. And he's going to kick this one towards the right side. Fielding it is Kobe Richmond. He's going to run towards the middle of the field. He's got a couple blocks, but he's going to be brought down at about the 22-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good return by Kobe there. Kind of laterally a lot of the ways, but able to get a few yards on the return there. Kobe is one of those guys who's going to keep fighting for the Chargers, so need a lot of guys like him tonight to step up. Look for TJ here, this possession, guys.
Yeah, sure, and down a few scores. We're going to be looking to get a quick score here. Probably going to be going through the air. There's 5 minutes and 20 seconds still in the third quarter. Sheraton's down 43-20. Hawkinson split out right. Kane's going to have a counter to Sanders. He's got a little room on the outside, but great open field tackle by an Oskaloosa defender. Sanders gets a gain of about 4 yards.
And Kobe Richmond pancakes a kid on the outside. Good block by him. Kind of haven't seen that enough. Keep getting Sanders on the outside, even if it's not working.
Yeah, it's going to work at some point. As he's shown all year, if he's able to get some space, he's one of the more dangerous guys in the district. So it is now 2nd and 5. Hawkinson split out right. He's got single coverage. Oskaloosa is daring him to throw to Hawkinson right now. Kane's got it out of second. He's going to drop back the pass. Throws it over to Hawkinson, and he's got it for a first down. And he's brought down by a host of Oskaloosa Indians at the Charger 47-yard line. Good game for Hawkinson.
Yeah, me and you were kind of both pointing at it right before the play. Hawkinson single coverage, and if you want to come back, Oski, that's not something you want to do. Single coverage on Hawkinson is virtually unguardable.
Yeah, he'll complete it. He'll catch it every time on single coverage, especially with the smaller defenders. So I'm sure Oskaloosa is going to be fixing that pretty quick. They do have a safety over top this time. He's going to hand it off to Boulder up the middle. He's got a good gain of about 6 yards.
Yeah, a good run by Alex. Alex done a great job all night of just running hard. And, you know, he's doing his job. And a lot of Sharon guys seems like might be trying to – they should trust each other tonight, Adam, especially here late when there's a lot of adversity. Trust each other, do their jobs, and do everything they can to make do their job.
And the Chargers have it. It's 2nd and 4 in Oskaloosa territory at their 44-yard line. Sanders comes in motion. Hawkinson split out right. Kane's going to have it on a QB draw. He's got tons of room at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Chargers. Aaron Kane, big touchdown. About a 40-yard run. Aaron Kane puts the Chargers on the scoreboard to 26-42.
Aaron Kane showing you that burst of speed we were talking about at the beginning of the game. And Sheraton Chargers will punch it in. Scoring not a problem for Sheraton Chargers throughout the season and throughout their identity as a team, but scoring-wise, or defensively, they got to get some stops here.
And the PAT team is now onto the field. It's Alex Boulder if he missed the last one, but they are going to go for it here. It's Aaron Kane out of the shotgun. Sanders split out right, and there's a flag on the field.
Offsides on the Chargers. Going to move them back and make this, maybe give them a little bit more question. Maybe not the worst thing for the Chargers.
Yeah, you got to be looking for Hawkinson. Right now, he's always a threat close to the end zone.
Yeah, I think I want to see how many times the Chargers have targeted Hawkinson tonight. And to tell you, no matter what the number is, not enough. Lion has to give Aaron some time. They've done a good job all year.
And Hawkinson is split up inside. Kane's going to drop back the pass over the middle of the Hawkinson. He's going to go up, and it's going to be called incomplete. Looks like Hawkinson dropped it when he came down. He went up on double coverage. Made the catch, it looked like, but when he came down, it looks like he dropped the ball.
Yep, kind of just aired up TJ there, and pretty good chance he's going to come down with it, but couldn't quite come down with it. So Sheraton knocking on the door a little bit, getting a little closer to this lead, but they have to get a stop on defense, Adam.
Yeah, Derek, so far in the second half, the story of the second half has been a shootout. There's been a touchdown on every possession but one, Oskaloosa's first possession, and so far, offense hasn't been a problem for Sheraton. They've got to get these crucial stops coming up.
And we have some time before we kick off. Community First. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, feedfirstyoursvoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA. we might as well do another one while we have time here, too. Grace Baptist Church, listen to services on KIIC on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m., located at 703 South 1st Street, Sheraton, Iowa. If you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
Aaron S. Hoxton, about ready to kick this one off. We got 3 minutes and 39 seconds to go. Oskaloosa leads it 43-26.
Looks for an onside here, maybe.
And Hoxton is just going to boot this one deep down. It's number 2 for Oskaloosa, Bennett Spry. He's going to take this one up the middle, but brought down by Dylan Sanders. Great open field tackle at the 19-yard line, but there's flags all over the field. Looks like it's going to be a personal foul against the Sheraton Chargers.
And that's something that cannot happen if you're sure. The personal fouls are just an automatic 15-yard penalty, and Kurt Smeisel will not be happy about that. Oh, excuse me, that was on the Indians. And Kurt Smeisel is very happy about that. So,
yeah, it looks like there's a little aggressiveness between Nick Ryan and an Oskaloosa Indian, but the ref called it on the Oskaloosa Indian, and that's going to move him back even farther after the great tackle by Dylan Sanders.
Yep, Dylan showed his speed there and able to make a big-time tackle. They have a long ways to go here. Sharon is winning the field position battle the second half so far.
And Oskaloosa has it at their own 10-yard line. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to go. Arnold's got it under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle, but there's no gain. And it's going to be second and about 10 yards.
So Oski kind of runs this triple option look from the I formation, and it has a lot of different variations to it. You can hand it off, you can keep it, you can do a reverse, and it's hard for Sheraton to defend it tonight, it looks like, so far.
Yeah, definitely, as we said before, with the absence of Bradley Krutzinger, He's a ball hawk, and he's all over the field. He pressures the quarterback, he pressures the runners, and without him, Sheraton has been really missing him.
For sure, Adam. And Nick Ryan, senior for Sheraton, was a big hit, Adam. I don't know if you saw that, but that was a big hit by Nick Ryan.
Yeah, Nick Ryan came up the middle with a blitz and hit Blake Alsop up the middle, and Oskaloosa is looking at about a 3rd and 4.
Yep, Sheraton, this is a big third down conversion. If they were able to get a stop here, it's going to be big.
And here we go, it is 3rd and 4. Oskaloosa is coming in with a heavy set. He's going to hand it off to Blake Alsop. He stopped at the line of scrimmage. Big stop for Sheraton.
Yes, and Sheraton Charger fans are excited. They know that with stop comes opportunities to stay in this game and maybe get a W.
And Sheraton is able to come up with a stop after the penalty, so field position is going to be really good for Sheraton coming after this punt. Deep to receive is Kobe Richmond with a minute and 56 seconds to go.
And Lim Chula had some defensive reps there. Excited for him. He's playing his butt off here early, as he said he came in.
And Sheraton sending everyone trying to block the punt, and he was able to get it off. It's a really good punt for the Oskaloosa punter.
Wow.
Takes an Oskaloosa bounce as well, all the way to the Charger 35-yard line. He punted it out of his end zone, punted it all the way to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable punt. He's had some great punts tonight, and field position is huge tonight, especially for Sheraton as their offense hasn't stagnant compared to usual. Still putting points up, but because Oskaloosa's been scoring so much and they've had the ball a little bit more. So Sheraton had some field position battles early, and just here they have a little bit to go here for the touchdown.
So Sheraton now takes over at their own 35-yard line with a minute and 37 seconds to go. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Hawkinson split right. He's got a safety over top of with double coverage. Kane's drop back pass. He's going to throw it over to Hawkinson, and he's got it. 1st and 10.
And what? T.J. Hawkinson is a big-time tight end. Back shoulder throw about 3 yards behind him, able to stop his momentum, and I don't know if any of you guys have been running full speed on a sprint and then had to stop and go 3 yards back. Not easy. It's definitely a challenge, but Hawkinson making it look easy.
Yeah, Hawkinson's a great route runner. Looks like the Chargers are running a fast-paced offense here, no huddle. They got it at midfield. He's going to hand it off to Boldrev up the middle. He's got some room. Great block by T.J. Hawkinson. Boldrev's got it at about the 39-yard line.
It looks
like there is a flag on the play.
Yep, looks like they're going to get Hawkinson for holding there. Outside there.
Looks like he just got him on the jersey just a little bit and brought him down to the ground, but they're going to call the holding on the Chargers. that's going to bring them back a little bit after the first down.
Yeah, that hurts the Chargers. They had they were close to the first down there and in Indian territory. So
they're going to be looking at about a first and 12 at the 50-yard line.
These extra point and the failure to get the two-point conversion may hurt the Chargers here late in this game, Adam.
Yep, Sanders comes in motion. He's going to hand it off to Sanders on the counter, but Oskaloosa is not fooled. It was number 84 of Oskaloosa, Blake Nelson, with the tackle, a loss of about 4 yards.
And guys, that's what Dylan Sanders can do for your offense. He can make the defense shift, and if they're not shifting, he'll get on the outside and score a touchdown. But they are shifting tonight, so I want to see hopefully Sheraton can find the gaps there on that shift and just go right up the middle or backside with Aaron Kane on the draw like they did earlier for the touchdown.
It is now 2nd and 17. Time taken down in the third quarter, 40 seconds to go. Kane's got twins to his right. He drops back to pass. He's got plenty of time. Throws one over to the left side to Hawkinson. Double coverage, but it is almost picked off by an Oskaloosa defender. It's going to be 3rd down.
I like to see them giving TJ opportunities here, but almost one of those cases where uncatchable for TJ. Not because of the throw, just because of the amount of pressure they have on TJ there.
And it's going to be 3rd and about a mile here for Sheraton's offense. It's 3rd and 17. Big play right here, trying to get it maybe close to the first down and go for it on 4th down and move the chains here. But you don't have to get all of it right here. I'm sure they're going to be going for it on 4th down. And there's flags all over the field right now. It looks like it is against Oskaloosa. They jumped, and that's going to make it a little easier for Sheraton's offense.
Yep, that's even 5 yards there is important. But it kind of the play call is more favorable for Sheraton now. You don't have to quite throw quite so long, so Oski can't sit back in his zone quite so much.
It's 3rd and 12 here, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. There's twins to Aaron Kane's right. He's going to drop back to pass. He's rushed up the middle, but he throws one over to Hawkinson, just overthrown. That one had touchdown all over it, but there's flags on the play. Looks like it is a roughing the passer against Oskaloosa. That's going to be an automatic first down here.
And that's big for Sheraton. It's kind of one of those things you think to yourself while roughing the passer, that hurts. But I think if you didn't rough him or didn't hit him hard, Aaron would have completed that pass to TJ for a touchdown. So could have gone either way, but personal foul, 15 yards, Sheraton, much needed first down.
That was very big. It looked like Oskaloosa was going to have the ball, but now Sheraton's got it 1st and 10 into Oskaloosa territory. Their 37-yard line. So we got a fresh set of downs for the Sheraton Chargers. And Kane's going to send Sanders in motion. Kane's going to keep it, though, on the option. He's got a little room to run, gain of about 5 yards.
Yeah, that was good play by Aaron there, just getting on the outside. A couple guys on Sheraton missed their block there on the outside, but unusual guys you're not used to seeing miss their block, but Aaron doing a good job controlling his offense here in this second half, trying to close this gap here, Adam.
And that's going to do it for us. In the third quarter, we go to the fourth quarter. Stay tuned. We got a good one for you. It's 43-26. Sheraton's knocking on the door for another score.
Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage Bank is to provide full range of financial services to our customers through convenient and innovative channels in a friendly, customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sheraton Sports.
And we got some scores around the area. Albia leads Centerville 35-0 at halftime. Also, one around the district, we got Pella leading Knoxville 35-3 at the half. So, some big deficits around the area.
Yeah, I'm going to focus in on the Pella score you said there. Pella is a program that breeds champions, and last year they won the 3A championship, but I was talking to Austin Schulte's dad at a visit with Hawkinson in Iowa, just going on a recruiting trip with him. That's kind of the edge Pella has on this stuff. So we asked him about the Norwalk game, and he said they could have won by another 20. That's kind of the edge they have, and that's confidence you have to play with and have for your community and team to be successful.
It is now actually the fourth quarter until they lead it 42-11 over Knoxville. And Kane's got it out of the shotgun. He's got time to throw it over to the left side to Hawkinson, and he's got it. Oh, but he dropped it at the last second. He dove out for it, but it looked like he had possession of it, but when he landed, it just dropped out of his hands.
Yep, you hear because he missed it, but I think the first awe was because he almost came up with it. So very tough catch for TJ there. Unable to come down with it, but that was one of those catches that is just tough to make.
Yeah, he had to really lay out for that one. Tough throw for Aaron Kane. He was pressured up the middle from the Oskaloosa defense. It is now 3rd and 3. This is a big third down for Sheraton. They need to keep the chains moving. There's 11 minutes and 53 seconds to go in our game. Kane's got it. He's going to pitch it to Sanders on the outside. He's got a little room and more. First down, Sheraton, at about the Oskaloosa 19-yard line.
Yep, and right here we see some tried to get Dylan involved here. Not a lot of yards for Dylan tonight, but like we said a bunch tonight, he's shifting the defense. He's a threat for the Sheraton offense, and I think this half they need to try to, late in this game, to find the W. They need to keep utilizing Dylan Sanders.
So Sheraton is in the red zone once again, looking for a touchdown. Boulder is behind Kane in the pistol formation. He sends Sanders in motion. He's going to hand off to Boulder up the middle for a gain of about 3 yards.
And that's good for the Chargers. Getting it to second, not too long, third, and then follow up to third and short. So sharing manageable third downs this half so far, and that's why they've been able to put it in touchdown at him.
Yeah, time is ticking away, though. Time not on Sheraton's side. There's 11 minutes to go in the game, down by a few possessions. Kane's got it out of the shotgun again. He's going to drop back the pass, throws it over to the end zone, and it is incomplete. Intended receiver was Dylan Sanders. Throw to his back shoulder.
Yep, Dylan with that speed had a little step on him, but Aaron and Dylan unable to connect. Good blocking again by Ethan Cornu and Trevor Mance on that, the middle to the right side there.
Yeah, they were able to pick up the blitz. And it is now 3rd and 7, 11 minutes to go. Another big third down opportunity for Sheraton, able to convert on the last couple of tries.
Yep, it's almost to the point where it's score or go home, so Sheraton needs to have some big-time players make some scores here.
And Kane now has it out of the shotgun. He's got fullback to his left. It's Hunter Neer. He's going to drop back to right. He's got pressure towards his right. He's going to throw it to the flat to Hunter Neer, and he's got the first down.
Hunter Young, sophomore, puts his head down and knocks down the Oskaloosa defender. Not a ton of time, Hunter Neer. Tonight he's got a little bit because of Bradley Krustinger's injury, but that's just another threat Bradley adds when he's in, but luckily for the Chargers, fortunately for the Chargers, Neer is able to fulfill his role a little bit tonight.
There's going to be a timeout on the field right now. It looks like there is an injury. No, there's no. It's just gonna. There is just a timeout again for Oskaloosa.
Smith Body Shop. If you drive on the highway, you'll want to know our name. If you love the look of perfectly painted and shined vehicle, you'll want to know our name. Smith Body Shop. And if you guys are just tuning in, all the scores, one station, KIIC.
Yeah, in this fourth quarter, Oskaloosa leads at 43-26, but Sheraton is knocking on the door on the 5-yard line. It's first and goal after we come out of this timeout.
Yep, and Sheraton's defense done a better job this second half. But like we said earlier, Oski can't win a shootout, and we were incorrect about that right now at the moment. Oski is winning a shootout 26-43. It's a high-scoring game here in Sheraton, Iowa.
And now the offense is back onto the field for Sheraton. There's twins to Aaron's left. It's Hawkinson and Sanders. Hawkinson's always dangerous in the red zone. Kane's going to throw it out to Hawkinson. And he's got it for the touchdown. Touchdown, Hawkinson.
And there's like three guys on Hawkinson there. And Hawkinson gives a little fist bump after well-deserved TJ Hawkinson at him. Almost makes you laugh at this point, Miles, by now, if you've been playing Chargers football and watching Chargers football to see him do that.
And the PAT team is on. It's Alex Boldrev trying to put in the extra point. It is now 43-32. And the snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is good. The score is now 43-33. Hold on to those radios, folks. This game just got a little more interesting.
And here's the thing about it, guys. It's 33-43, but a couple things go go right on the extra point, two-point conversions. It's a one-possession game, a little over a two-possession game right now, but that just shows how big the little things are in the game of football. So Chargers unable to convert on an extra point and two-point conversion, leading to not being a one-possession game right now. But, guys, we have a ball game, like my partner Adam Castor said.
That's a 10-point game, 43-33, with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Plenty of time for Sheraton to get a quick stop, another score, and get right in the striking distance to win this homecoming game. It's been a while, as we said before, and Sheraton has won a homecoming game. They're hungry for one. This has been one of their more successful seasons in a while, and why not win one?
Exactly, Adam, and the resilience of this Charger team could be proven to be excellent tonight. This team has gone through adversity this game. Came out flat, to say the least, as the Chargers did, but the second half has fought hard, and coaching staff gets a lot of credit from that, in my opinion. Kurt Smizer is over there just pumping up his team right now.
And now Hawkinson is back on the field to kick it off. Back deep to receive number two for Oskaloosa, Bennett Spry. Hawkinson's going to keep it deep towards the right side. Spry's going to have a running start. He's going to run it towards the middle of the field. He breaks the tackle. He's got a lane on the outside. And he's going to be brought down out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Good field position for Oskaloosa.
A good tackle by Cody Curry. Those are the things that hurt the Chargers about a 30, at least over 20-yard kick return there. So Chargers, little things like that are really hurting them tonight, Adam.
Yep, it's going to be 1st and 10 for Oskaloosa. With 10 minutes and 27 seconds to go, Sheridan's looking for a 3-and-out. Get the offense back onto the field.
And quick shout-out, I think we have a former Sheridan basketball player and good friend, Roy Felderman, listening. Shout-out to him. He's a good friend of ours, and hope all is going well, Willie.
And it is Ethan Arnold at quarterback under center. And there's flags on the play. It looks like it's going to be on Oskaloosa, illegal formation.
Wait for the call.
And that's going to move him back 5 yards. It is now going to be 1st and 15 for Oskaloosa. Just what Sheraton needed right there. Put him back a little bit farther, and that much farther to get to the first down stakes.
For sure, Adam. It's defense that's going to win the game for Sheraton. Technically it's offense, but defense stops is going to give them opportunity, and offensively they're never out of it with TJ.
And Ethan Arnold is under center. Sheraton stacked in the box trying to stop this rushing attack. And the fullback's got it up the middle for a gain of about 4 yards. It was number 44, Tanner DeCock.
Yeah, Tanner DeCock is a big-time runner for us. He's able to just fight for yards, and Aussie's been doing that all night. Some of these Arnold, DeCock, and these Aussie runners just ran hard tonight and really hurt the Sheraton Chargers in the first half. Second half, Sheraton Chargers been much better of adjusting to the run.
It is now 2nd and 11 for Oskaloosa's offense. 9 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Oskaloosa taking their time. 10 seconds to go in the play clock.
Look for the play action here.
And Oskaloosa's going back to their two fullback set. Ethan Arnold under center, he's got the snap. And he's going to hand it off to Alsop, the running back, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage by a host of Chargers. Good stop for Sheraton. It looks like Aaron Kane was there.
Aaron Kane and kind of maybe a second late jumping on the pile. Big Red, Hunter Miller jumping on. So Sheraton, much needed stop there on second down.
Yeah, Kane came from the outside. He's a D-back, but they were just didn't have any receivers his way, so he inched more towards the inside, able to come up with the tackle at the line of scrimmage. It is now 3rd and 10. Big third down opportunity for Oskaloosa at their own 45-yard line. Oskaloosa comes in to this play with shotgun formation, trips to Arnold's right. He's going to drop back to pass, but now he's running it, and he's brought down in the outfield, brought down in the backfield. It's Lim Chul.
Lim Chul with the tackle. Chargers fan excited right now, and Lim Chul almost with a, that was an incredible play by Lim, first-year football host, and Lim Chul making a play for his Sheraton Charger team.
How about that, Lim Chul? He just came in the last couple possessions, and he's really answered the call from Lee Kane, and really happy to see him excited about that sack.
And that's another thing. He went out for football not knowing a lot about it, and his teammates are over there right now giving him high fives and embracing him. that's what football and that's what sports about. Competing is just it brings a lot of excitement to people's life and to these teams and communities.
And now Oskaloosa has brought their punt team out. The snap is good. The punt is good. Another good punt from Oskaloosa. Kobe Richmond's going to return this one, though. He's got it up the middle. He's got a little seam. Return of about 10 yards. That's going to bring Sheraton's offense, and they're going to take over at their own 35-yard line. With 7 minutes and 57 seconds to go in the game, Oskaloosa leads at 43-33, but Sheraton's got the ball with the momentum.
Kent Construction. Kent Construction is a family-owned business that is ready to help you with all your big projects. They do it all. Ponds, terraces, and tiles. Construction to call at 766-6126 and let them move your earth equipment with their GPS and laser controlled equipment.
And Kane's got it out of the shotgun here. He's going to hand it off to Boulder up the middle. He's got a good gain of about 5 yards. That's going to bring him to about the 40-yard line.
And the momentum is switched. Well, Sheraton has the momentum right now. They are driving down the field, making this game less than 5 points. If they punch it in here.
But time is still clicking down, Derek. There's 7 minutes and 30 seconds to go. 2 possession ball game. Kane's now in the shotgun. He's got twins to his left. It's Hockenson. He's got, looks like, the little safety help over top, but he's going to throw there that way. And Hockenson, the intended receiver, but Kane's pass was just a little bit low out of Hawkinson's reach, so it is going to be now 3rd and about 6.
Yeah, but the safety over top, I think Sheraton keeps going to the back shoulder pass, which is a great idea, but TJ and Aaron have to connect there. They're both high-level players, and that was not a high-level connection there between TJ and Aaron.
Yeah, just a little underthrown. It's 3rd and 6 now. Big third-down opportunity for Sheraton. Hockenson split left. He's got another safety over top. Gain out of the shotgun. There's a middle linebacker blitzing, and Hockenson's going to have this one. First down, and he's got more. He's got 2 men to beat, the 40, the 30, the 20, 1 man to beat, 10, he beats him. Touchdown, Hockenson, and look, that was one of the best plays I have ever seen. That was TJ Hockenson just coming in to play, and the Chargers are pumped, and they should be. TJ Hockenson, big-time player, making big-time play for the Sheraton Chargers. That was one play for the making, folks. Hockenson, he broke about 3 tackles there, and made one final cut at the 5-yard line. In for the touchdown. That's one of the greatest plays I've seen TJ Hockenson in his young career.
TJ Hockenson, but that's live football besides college football at Iowa. That's the best play I've ever seen in high school football, Adam.
It is now. There's 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This game just got crazy. It is 43-39. In for the extra point is Alex Boulder. He's going to put it in. 43-40. Oskaloosa leads it, but Sheraton, wow, what a half for them.
Do not sleep on these Sheraton Charger folks. These are some senior men, and they want to win the football game, and they have responded to Lee Kane, Lee Sandy, and Coach Kurt Smizer's call in the second half, and this game is in a battle, Adam Kaska.
Hey, Derek, if you're Kurt Ferentz watching this game, you're happy to see your recruit, TJ Hockenson, coming in and making that touchdown. He did this last week, too. He had the long 70-yard touchdown reception to put the game out of reach, and there's nobody you'd rather lean on than TJ Hockenson.
Yep, and you keep getting the ball, which Kurt Smizer does not back away from, and you can't if you're a Sheraton coach or a Sheraton offense coordinator like Lee Sandy, but you keep getting the ball, and he's going to make a play for your team and help your Chargers win this game.
It is now 43-40. This large Charger crowd is on their feet. They're excited, as are we. Hockenson, after his touchdown, is on the field to kick it off. Down by only 3 points with 7 minutes to go. This game just changed.
This game has changed, and the sidelines have changed. The crowd has changed. The cheerleaders have changed. The coaches have changed. This game is a new ball game, folks, and you are in for a battle here in Sheraton, Iowa, on their homecoming.
And it looks like Sheraton lining up in the onside formation. They got a lot of confidence in that defense, Derek. And Hawkins is just going to pooch kick this one high in the air, but Oskaloosa able to return it at their own 35-yard line. Not a bad idea, though, Derek. A high pooch kick, maybe able to return this one, but with Smyver's confidence in the defense, he doesn't care when the Oskaloosa offense takes over.
Yeah, it's one of those plays. The pooch kick is... It's almost one of those things, if your defense is in the wrong position, the ball's live, and put the defense in a position to get the recover, or offense, excuse me, to get the recovery, kickoff team get the recovery itself.
So Oskaloosa has it now, first and 10 at their own 35-yard line in this fourth quarter, 7 minutes to go. And Lim Chul is still in the play. Be watching out for him out at the DN position. Oskaloosa's got it in a power set. Under center is Arnold. He's going to hand it off to Alsop up the middle. And he's got a good gain, brought down by Kobe Richmond, though. Gain of about 8 yards.
And I don't want to sound like a broken record. Lim Chul is just playing his heart out right now. And that's the key to Sharon football being successful this year. This guy's playing their heart out. And, you know, outworking the other guys. Practice and stuff is very important, outworking. But during the game, you got to bring it. And guys like TJ, Bradley Crutzinger, who's on the sideline right now, bring it during the game as well as practice.
Yeah, Bradley's on the sideline cheering on his team. He knows he can't be in there right now. He was going to try giving it a go tonight, but that hip flexor is just too much. He had to stay sidelined, but this Sheraton defense is really improving in the second half. Arnold's going to hand it off to Alsop on the outside. He's got some room to run on the outside. First down into Charger territory at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, looking past the excitement, and the comeback not quite completed by Sheraton Chargers. That is a big first down for Oski. There's 6:13 left in this game, 40-43 Oski leads. And time, I like we said, it's like a broken record, is not in your favor if you're the Sheraton Chargers. You have to get a stop here. Getting stopped has not been Sheraton's identity tonight, to say the least.
Yeah, definitely not. But they have gotten a couple stops in the last couple of drives. Looking for one now. It is first and 10, Oskaloosa in Charger territory. 6 minutes to go. The Chargers are down 43-40. And Arnold got under center. He's going to hand it off to Alsop. On the outside, he's got a gain of about 3 yards.
And Toby Richmond comes up hitting there. He's looking to lay the wood. He's not looking to trip someone up. And Charger fans appreciate that.
Yeah, there's a gain of about 3 yards. It's going to be now second and 7 for Oskaloosa's offense. And you can pretty much guess they're running the ball every time.
Yep. Let the time go. Time's at 5:43 now, 5:41. It's time's going, guys, but the Sheraton defense has been resilient on this comeback, so we'll see if they're able to get a stop here in second short.
Yeah, as the time goes down, this is when you really need stops. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Arnold's got it under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle again to the fullback. It looks like number 44 for Oskaloosa, Tanner DeCock, and he's close to a first down.
That's going to be maybe a measurement there.
And it looks like he's going to be about a yard short of the first down, third and about one for Oskaloosa's offense. And Sheraton's defense getting this crowd pumped up. This is a big third down opportunity at about the 40-yard line, 4 minutes and 55 seconds to go. Arnold's got it under center, two fullbacks behind him, and Alsop the running back. Chargers send a blitz. Alsop's got it up the middle, and he's stopped at the line of scrimmage. And it looks like the Chargers have it fourth down, but I'm going to assume Oskaloosa, do you think they're going to punt, or are they going to go for it, Derek?
Yeah, they're in Chargers 40, but besides that, real fast, we're going to take a quick. Trevin Nance, guys, on that tackle, just came with full speed and just laterally. You don't see very many D linemen at this level be able to do that. So, Trevin Nance, what a play to give his team an opportunity to get a stop on fourth down.
It is fourth down, folks. Fourth and 2. 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. This is one of the biggest plays of the game. Arnold's got it under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle. And he is right down the throw in the Chargers takeover.
Wow. Chance Woods leading his team on that stop. A pretty good spot, though. Pretty good spot.
Sheraton takes over. They got it at their own 40-yard line. How about it, folks? This game, wow. It's hard to put in words.
Yeah, but it's not over yet. But with 3:50 left, if you're the Sheraton Chargers, no matter win or lose of this game, guys, the Sheraton Chargers gave it their all the second half. And you have to be happy with that.
Yeah, a little bit extra energy boost in the second half. I don't know what Smizer said to him in the locker room, but it sure is working. There's 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Chargers need a score. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Twins to both sides. Sanders comes in motion. And he's going to hand it off to Boulder. That's the middle. He's got a good team.
and it's about 8 yards. Jerry Crowd is going right now. Alex Boldarev, about 8 yards there, like you said. Alex Boldarev has been great tonight, guys, and it's late in this game. That was a big carry for him. Ball security, though, for the Chargers, give them an opportunity to steal the win.
So now with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in this fourth quarter, Chargers have it at their own 46-yard line, 2nd and 3. Gaines got it. Sanders comes in motion yet again. Alex Boldarev up the middle. But this time he stops up the middle. Oskaloosa, a host of Chargers. I mean, a host of Oskaloosa Indians stop him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, great job by the Oskaloosa Indians D-line. But, guys, it's 3rd and short, and you have T.J. Hawkins on your team. The whole stadium knows where the ball's going this play, guys. Let's see how Oski sets this up here.
Yeah, these Charger fans, they're holding their breath, as are we. This is 3rd down, 3rd and 3. Chargers 47. 2 minutes and 54 seconds to go.
They're going to have Dylan Sanders go in motion here.
Hawkinson is split out left. He's got safety over help on the cornerback. Kane's going to go Hawkinson's way. It's one-on-one battle, and he's going to say incomplete. Hawkinson dropped it. It was a close one. Kane put it where it needed to be, but a tough catch with double coverage for Hawkinson. It's really tough catch for Hawkinson.
Yeah, great ball by Aaron, just getting double covered. That was a tough catch by TJ. TJ usually comes up with those, but that was tough.
It is now 4th down, 3 yards to go. Offense still on the field. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to go. This game doesn't get any better. Both crowds on their feet. This is where it happens, right here. Aaron Kane in the shotgun formation. Alex Boldarev behind him. Swings to his left. He's going to drop back to Platt. He's got time. Throws over to the left side. And a pickoff. Oskaloosa picked it off. It looks like number 6 for Oskaloosa picked it off. It was Andy Sterner.
And Chargers still have another chance. If they can get a couple stops here to maybe get another shot at offense.
Oskaloosa is going to take over at their own 49-yard line after the interception. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to go. Oskaloosa leads at 43-40. Don't count them out yet. The Chargers are still wanting this big stop here. 3 and out. They got 3 timeouts left yet in the second half, so game's still not over.
Yeah, not at all, Adam. Sharon Z has been inconsistent on top tonight, but lately the momentum's definitely on Sharon's side on top.
And Oskaloosa comes in with a heavy set again, 2 fullbacks and 1 running back. And Arnold's going to keep this one on the left side, but he's got nothing doing stopped at the line of scrimmage by the Sheraton defense. It looked like Tim Good was there first.
Yeah, Timmy Good, senior leader for the Sharon team, just plays his heart out, and that was a great play by Timmy on that.
And there is a timeout, Sheraton, and they're going to burn their first timeout of the half.
Midwest Heritage Bank. The mission of Midwest Heritage is to provide a full range of financial services to our customers through convenient, innovative channels in a friendly, customer-focused manner. Proud sponsor of Sharon Sports. And if you guys are just tuning in to this unbelievable Sheraton versus Oskaloosa game, you're listening to All the Scores, One Station, KIIC.
Yeah, Derek, this game's been a treat. Ever since the start of the second half, Sheraton came out with full intensity, defensively and offensively. And as you said it before, though, Derek, that missed extra point earlier in the game and the missed two-point conversion kind of came back to bite Sheraton. They're down 3 points.
Yeah, they'd be tied right now if it were not for that. So little thanks to football, but that's something you learn from, and these Chargers are battling tonight. They're not giving up, and I don't expect them to here on this stop or go home, stop or lose situation.
It's got to happen on this set of downs. It's 2nd and 9. Chargers still have 2 timeouts, though. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to go. Chargers have stacked the box. They don't want anything. They're stopping the run here. That's their goal. Arnold's going to drop back to pass, though, and it is incomplete. Intended receiver, the fullback, number 44, Tanner DeCock.
And that hurts for the Oskaloosa Indians. Had a guy wide open. They went play fake pass. The clock stops. They're unable to convert. Clock stops. Sheraton does not use a timeout. And everything that could have gone right for Sheraton there went.
Yeah, interesting call for Oskaloosa there. You think they'd run it, try to make Sheraton burn another timeout, but they pass it. Sheraton doesn't need to burn a timeout now. It is 3rd and 9 at the 50-yard line. 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go. Crowd on their feet. And Arnold's got it under center. He's going to hand it off to Asholt up the middle.
Great tackle by Aaron Kane there.
And, yep, the running back's got a gain of about 4 yards. It was Blake Alsop up the middle, and Sheraton's going to burn another timeout. That is their second timeout of the half. They have one remaining. It's going to be, after the timeout, it'll be 4th and 5.
Excellent job by Coach Lee Kane there, Adam, on that time management on defense there. Only burnt a little over a minute and a half, so Sheraton's fortunate to get through a whole series on defense, not burning a lot of time, and their offense has an opportunity here. Score, go home.
Yeah, they got to get this fourth down stop first, though, Derek. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the game, and it's just going to happen on this play. They got, and it's going to be—it's 43-40. Doesn't get any better than this. This is no place I'd rather be on a Friday night.
No, it doesn't. I think certain personal opinions. I believe they're the better team tonight, but I believe they're outplayed for a majority of the game. But throughout the second half, Sheraton has just not gone away. Just kept pounding, kept pounding, kept pounding. And their guys just would not give up, and that's what you got to see out of the Sheraton team. That's exciting if you're Coach Meiser.
And there's 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go. 4th and 5. And it looks like Oscar comes out of the huddle with a punt formation. And he's going to punt it away. And it's a great punt. An outstanding punt for Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa pinned Sheraton down at their own 3-yard line.
Okay, on a serious but unserious note, where is this punter going?
He's been impressed every punt he's had, Derek. He has one long 55-yarder out of his own end zone, and then one even longer than 55. Then he just pinned Sheraton at their own 3-yard line with 2 minutes to go. That makes it a lot harder for quarterback Aaron Kane to get a touchdown or a field goal to tie this one up.
Yeah, that was a over 50-yard punt for the third time tonight, just to inform you guys on his punting efficiency tonight.
Punting can definitely help you win a game. Sheraton is now at their own 3-yard line. Kane's dropped back to pass. He's rushed up the middle. He gets rid of it. Down the sideline, just overthrown by Phil Sanders, but there's a flag on the play. And it looks like it's going to be on the defense.
Yep, that was a pass interference. Sanders had a touchdown if he didn't grab him. So, smart play by Oski defender number 22. Number 22 for Oski.
Looks like number 22, Blake Howard on the coverage. Sanders beat him off the line of scrimmage. He was single covered. Kane just tested it. He threw it up, and it's going to be an automatic first down for Sheraton now. It is now 1st and 10, Sheraton, 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go. They got a long way to go. Twins to Aaron Kane's left. And Oskaloosa sends a blitz. Line picks it up well. Sanders catches it. It's 1st down. What is that shoulder catch by Dylan Sanders?
What a catch by Dylan Sanders. And the ref missed another pass interference. Dylan Sanders had a touchdown if it wasn't for that, but great back shoulder catch.
And that's going to move the chains for the Chargers. They're in their hurry-up offense. They only got one timeout. 1 minute and 56 seconds remaining in this great football match. Kane's got it out of the shotgun. Chargers pick up the blitz. Kane's going to be looking for some yards on the outside, but gets out of bounds, stops the clock. 1 minute and 46 seconds to go.
Yep, he had a guy open there. Didn't pass it. Aaron's got to trust his teammates, though.
And now it's going to be 2nd and 10. Clock did stop, though, on the out of Kane was able to get out of bounds. Smart play by Kane to get out of bounds, though. And they're at, the Sheraton is at their own 35-yard line with 1 minute and 46 seconds to go. And this is, Derek, I don't know if we've ever tried a field goal so far in this season to tie this one. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do. Kane's got out of the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass. He throws one to the sideline. Dylan Sanders just got it at the 30-yard line. Oh, my Lord! Oh, my Lord! Dylan Sanders! Dylan Sanders! Dylan Sanders! Dylan Sanders! Come back, Sheraton! Come back, Sheraton! Get all your comeback Sheraton tonight! And Sheraton has gone up in this one. Sheraton now has the lead. And there's Kane. And there's Sanders. Oh, my God.
Wow. Sheraton Chargers tonight have not given up. And Dylan Sanders. Wow. Adam Castro, we are broadcasting a game tonight, my friend.
It is now 46-43. Sheraton leads it with 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. Alex Holder is in for the PAT. What a throw by Aaron Kane. What a catch by Dylan Sanders. And Boulder, and the snap is a little low, but Aaron Kane able to, great hold by Aaron Kane. Alex Boulder puts it down the middle, 45-47-43, Chargers lead it.
Yep, Chargers, Dylan Sanders winded right now, but that kid deserves, wow, Dylan Sanders, the heart of a champion. These Sharon Chargers, this game is... This game isn't over yet, guys. It is a minute 34 left, and Sharon's going to have to kick off here. But, guys, put it in perspective for you guys. This game was 35-14 in the beginning of the second half. Me and Adam are over here kind of a loss for words tonight.
And this crowd is on their feet. It's louder than it's ever been here in Reynolds Field. Sanders showed some great speed on the outside. Burnt his defender. Came through a great ball. And, wow. Derek, you can't write that up.
Yeah, that was how long was that? 70 yards at least?
About a 70-yard reception for Dylan Sanders. And
the crazy thing is, Aaron put that ball on a string, and Dylan, known for his speed ball in his hands, Dylan kind of made the catch and kind of had it in his back pocket a little bit and just able to score it. That was unbelievable, Adam.
And as Hawkinson brings his kick team out onto the field, Chargers lead it 47-43. Minute and 34 seconds to go. This game's not over.
Well, this game's not over. This is, put the game away if you're the Chargers here.
You got to get a big defensive stop like they have been doing late in this fourth quarter, and that's going to be big time.
Yep, they're going to kick it off deep here.
And Sheraton is going to take a timeout. Timeout on the kickoff at the a little interesting, but it looked like there's some confusion on who was on the kickoff team.
Yeah, sorry if I hurt your guys' ears on that, but if I didn't do it, the crowd here on that outside would have done it. So Sheraton with a remarkable comeback, but this game's not over, like Adam said. This game is a minute 34 left, and Sharon has had some troubles on their kickoff coverage tonight, so we'll see if Sharon's able to put this game away, Adam.
And now Sheraton has no timeouts left. But Oskaloosa, with a minute and 34 seconds to go, they got all three timeouts when they return this one. It's going to be Chargers lead it, though, 47-43. And this game's definitely not over yet, Derek.
Yep, and on that touchdown, in case some of you guys missed it, me and Adam kind of went over it. About an 80-yard pass between, a 75-yard pass between Aaron Kane and Dylan Sanders after a remarkable comeback for the Chargers. Kind of a storybook. Almost ending. If Sharon can finish the storybook ending tonight.
And Hawkinson has brought the kick team onto the field after the timeout, third and final timeout for Sheraton. Oskaloosa has got all three, as I said before. So, minute and 34 seconds to go. Plenty of time for Oskaloosa to put a score on the board. And Hawkinson's going to kick this one deep towards the middle. And they're going to run a fake reverse on the kick return. And he's got a steam. Down to about the 40-yard line with number two, Bennett Spry. A good return. And that's what they need, a good field position for Oskaloosa as they come into this final drive.
Yeah, that was big. Oskaloosa not showing any signs of shock, you know, being shocked. Oskaloosa has their heads still in this, and they won't give their chance the team an opportunity to score. They've scored the ball well tonight, so we'll see if they score again.
Yeah, Derek, Reynolds Field is hopping right now. Fans are on their feet. Haven't seen it this packed in years. Oskaloosa's offense is now onto the field. And Reynolds Field is making a ton of noise with a minute and 23 seconds to go. It's 47-43. Chargers lead it. Arnold's going to drop back to pass with a slant. And he's going to find his receiver for a first down. It was number two, Bennett Spry, on the reception. That's going to move the chains for Oskaloosa.
Oskaloosa bringing out the bag of tricks. Hook and ladder look there. Take the hook and ladder, and about three Sharon safeties jumped for it. So,
Oskaloosa is now at the 50-yard line. Minute and 10 seconds still. Arnold's going to drop back to pass again. And it's almost picked off. Kobe Richmond almost picked that one off. That would have ended the game. It went right through his hands.
Yeah. Kobe kind of made a break on the ball and was going at it. Kobe Richmond played a great game, almost had the interception to steal it. Sheraton Phil needs to get a stop on the Oski. Oski has a very creative mind as coaches and the staff. You can kind of tell here from the field that.
And the crowd is still on their feet chanting defense. There's 1 minute and 8 seconds to go. Second and 10 for Oskaloosa at the 50-yard line. And Oskaloosa is now in a shotgun formation. Arnold drops back the pass. He's going to throw this one deep towards the middle, over through his receivers. Third and 10.
Kind of a crazy thing happened there. Overthrown. Aaron was beat a little bit on the outside there. Kind of got to be careful through the Chargers. Wasn't too obvious. It was quite a bit overthrown, but can't let people get deep right now through the Chargers, Adam.
It's now third and 10. Definitely fourth down territory for Oskaloosa. They're going to be going for it. The Chargers need to get two more stops to end this game. A minute and 3 seconds to go. Fourth quarter. Third and 10. Oskaloosa is now at the line of scrimmage. Arnold got it under center. He's going to pitch it to, looks like, Blake Allison. He's got a crease on the left side, but brought down. It's going to be first and 10, Oskaloosa. And timeout, Oskaloosa, with 56 seconds to go.
There was a big gap there. T.J. Hawkins wasn't able to cover it, but pretty good game there. Oski driving here, but when you kind of have to be in.
And it looked like Allison.
Zone that happened.
Derek, it looked like Allison had one guy to blow for that touchdown.
So
big touchdown, big tackle for T.J. And Allison's got it on the corner again. He's got a good gain, brought down by Hawkinson again at the 28-yard line, and there's a flag on the play.
Yep, holding. Lintoul got held there. They will move that ball back. I'm glad that ref saw that one. Has missed quite a few tonight, so happy for him that he got the correct call.
Yeah, and Oskaloosa started to go to the pack early in this drive, but now they're going to the run. It worked well, but they just got the penalty thrown on. That's going to move them back.
Yep, pretty big penalty. You can see that blocking them back away, but big for the Chargers to get a stop here.
And with 41 seconds to go, that's not what you want if you're Oskaloosa. It is now first and 18 for the Oskaloosa offense. They are now on the Charger 46-yard line. Oskaloosa spends a timeout, takes another timeout. That's their first of the half.
And I know right there you see the Sharon football players pumping their guys up. That's what homecoming is about, honestly. Anywhere you're at, whether you're in northern Iowa, southern Iowa, eastern Iowa, or you're in New York, you know, homecoming is a special time for these schools and these communities. And right now you feel the vibe of the crowd and the players and just the positive energy here. It's awesome.
Yeah, Derek, the alumni are back. The crowd's definitely full, packed to the brim. I came here at about the normal time I get here. Usually there's plenty of parking. I had trouble finding parking before the game. That's how many people are here. And they came to support the Chargers. And what a game they got to see tonight.
Yep, and all the guys at the KIIC studio right now, if you're listening here, there's a heck of a we have broadcasted a heck of a game tonight. It's not over, but Sharon Chargers show great resilience here.
It is now first and 19, 41 seconds to go at the Charger 46-yard line. Arnold is in the shotgun. He's going to drop back the pass. Throws a deep one to the left side. And hey, there's a flag. A flag is thrown. Looks like it's be on Aaron Kane. It's going to be first down for Oskaloosa.
Yeah, that's a big play. That's a lot of yards. Pass interference, as you know, is a good chunk of yards. But one-man coverage on the outside. I'm a little surprised, Aaron.
I don't know about that one, Derek. It looks like it was just a hard physical play by Aaron Kane, but they're going to throw the flag. It's going to be first down, Oskaloosa.
Yeah, as if this game couldn't have got any more interesting, Oski has a chance to put it in here. They've ran the table on offense tonight for most of the game, for the majority of the game, and then late year Chargers have been able to make an unbelievable comeback. But Oski, 30-yard skill until they win this game. 35 seconds left. Sheraton up, 47-43, guys.
And now Oskaloosa is knocking on the door, not quite in the red zone, but on the 31-yard line.
Oskaloosa has a guy named, a kid, a great playmaker named Jack Moore, who's actually their leader in receiving yards prior to this game, and kind of one of those kids, a high jumper, so watch for him here. He's a great athlete, great speed on the outside, so watch for him on the
slide here.
35 seconds to go at the Charger 31-yard line. Arnold's got it under center now for Oskaloosa. And it looks like there's some stoppage on the play.
Yep, not sure what that is, but both teams here, you can kind of see, went from kind of excitement on Sharon's side to kind of nervousness now. Oski's in scoring territory here.
Yeah, definitely threatening to score here. Now Arnold's got it under center. First and 10, 35 seconds to go. Arnold pitches it to Allison. He's got a crease on the outside. Brought down by Kobe Richmond, though. Good gain for Allison, but didn't look like he got out of bounds. But they're going to stop the play.
And,
it's going to be timeout, Oskaloosa. He wasn't able to get out of bounds, so Oskaloosa did spend another timeout.
Yeah, able to get that outside of the defense end. Sheraton, kind of a bummer, but Sheraton has a chance to win this game on defense. Kind of see, already seen what they're made of. Let's see how they finish this game out.
Yeah, there's 24 seconds to go at the Sheraton 25-yard line. It doesn't get any better than this, Derek. The crowd is on their feet. I've never seen it this loud at Reynolds Field ever.
No, Adam, I haven't either. There's more people than ever. People are louder than ever. It's exciting here, and Aussie fans are on their feet as well. This is Iowa high school football at its finest.
Yeah, Coach Knowles just came up into the booth. He's like, he just said a few words. It is loud.
Yes, Adam, Knowles put it in a great way there. It is loud. That's really all you have to say about it here. And he's been around Sharon for a long time. He's seen some loud crowds and stuff, and I don't know if you can get any louder than this.
And there's 27 seconds to go. Chargers lead at 47-43. First and 10, Oskaloosa at the 30-yard line, at the 25-yard line, sorry.
But Sharon needs to stop here.
And Arnold has it under center, fullback to his right. He's going to have it on the option. He's going to keep this one, though. He's going to throw it over the middle. He's got a man, but barely overthrown. He had the touchdown, but he just barely overthrew his intended receiver, number 2, Bennett Fry. And, Derek, if he was just throwing it, didn't throw it over, threw it over his head about 1 foot, and, man, that would have really hurt.
Two yards short, and that was a touchdown there. So, Sheraton catches a break, catches a break from the winning touchdown. Not horrible cover, just get about a yard on him. It's still going to be a tough play, but definitely a catchable touchdown for the W. So.
Third and 4 here, Derek. 20 seconds to go. 25 at the 25-yard line. Arnold drops back the pass in the shotgun. He's going to throw one to the right side. Overthrown. Incomplete. It is now fourth down, Derek. This is make or break right here. They're going to have to go for it. Fourth and 4. 16 seconds to go. It happens on this play.
Yeah, Adam, it's a high. Get a stop and win this game, or Oski has about two plays, to two chances if they get the first down, two more plays after this, or one or two, actually. I think they have a timeout, so you know.
They still have one more
timeout. So they'll have about two plays after this if they get this first down. 4 yards to go. And remember, if you guys are just tuning in, Sheraton has had a remarkable comeback. Dylan Sanders, T.J. Hawkinson have led the way.
And here we go, crowd on their feet. Arnold under center. And he's going to hand it off to Altham. He's got the first down, though. First down, Oskaloosa, with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, that's Oski has about 10 yards to go till the game-winning touchdown.
And they're going to go up to the line of scrimmage right now. It's at the 15-yard line. And it looks like Oskaloosa takes a timeout with 7 seconds to go, their final timeout.
All right, during this timeout, instead of a advertisement reading, we're going to try to update you a little bit, get your loss or just coming in. So Sharon came out very sluggish first half, got down to about 35-14 lead, and kind of slowly battled their way back, and then down 14, two touchdowns, two possessions towards the end of the game, and scored two times. Dylan Sanders and T.J. Hawkinson both with over 50-yard plays, and Sharon now leads 47-43 and kicked it off with about a minute left. And Oski has drove down the field on the 10-yard line with literally 9 seconds left.
I hope you guys stay tuned after that first half. I know it was ugly for Sheraton, but one of the best second halves I've ever seen Sheraton have in my lifetime. So, and this is where it's going to happen now. First and 10 at the 15-yard line of Sheraton with 9 seconds to go. Oskaloosa might have time for about two plays.
And this is where you miss Bradley Trussinger, Adam. You miss him throughout the game, but right now when you need to stop short yardage, you miss Bradley Trussinger.
And here we go. First and 10 off booth at the 15-yard line, 9 seconds to go. They reset the clock to 9 seconds after it was 7 seconds, so we got 9 seconds to go now. Arnold's under center with two fullbacks, and he's going to keep this one. He's going to pass it towards the end zone. It is a touchdown off Lusa. Off Lusa scored a touchdown. With about 0.8 seconds to go on the clock. He just threw that one up, and the receiver was able to make the catch for it.
And that hurts for Charger fans and coaches here tonight.
A 1 minute drive from off Lusa. It started with a good kick return, and they just drove down the field and scored the touchdown. It really hurts for Sheraton, but great comeback to say the least. It is now 49-47. Oskaloosa leads it with their PAT team on the field.
Yeah, your heart has to hurt if you're a Chargers fan. After that comeback, all the effort the Chargers displayed tonight, 1 minute drive all the way across for the game-winning touchdown, that's hard. If you're the Sharon Chargers.
And number 9, the kicker, Connor Swim, tacks on the extra point. It is now 50-47 with 0.8 seconds to go in the game. And it's still not over yet, though, Derek. There's 0.8 seconds to go. They're still going to have time to return it. I'm guessing Oskaloosa is going to have some type of squid kick or onside or some type of squid.
Yep, maybe have a don't kick it to Sanders specialty. Would be a good idea. Don't kick it to Hawkinson specialty, and don't give the Sheraton Chargers a chance to return if you're asking, in my opinion here.
And the score is actually 49-47. Sorry, but it's a killer for Sheraton. They came back all the way. What a great second half and comeback they had, and. Last second touchdown from Oskaloosa just ripped their hearts out.
Kind of one of those things you would see on TV with BYU this season. Just goes last second miracles, jump ball catches. That's what that was. It wasn't a route or open wide receiver. It was just kind of one of those last second Hail Marys that they were able to convert on, unfortunately, for the Chargers.
And now the return team is on the field. They kind of mixed up the formation here on the return. They got Hawkinson back with Kobe Richmond, Nick Ryan, and Dylan Sanders. Oskaloosa's kick games here on the field with 0.8 seconds to go. Score is now 49-47. Oskaloosa leads it.
This is the last play of the game, guys.
And it's number 63, Callan Tomlin, to kick it off. It's going to be a squid, and it's Sheraton will recover, though. Oskaloosa's going to recover. That's the game.
Yeah, that's
Oskaloosa wins this one 49-47. Time expires. Sheraton's going to lose this one on their homecoming night. Heartbreaker, but what a great comeback for a positive note. And you should always look at the positives, especially on the team.
You have to look at the positives, and Chargers are going to hurt. Their guys are crying, you know. That's the thing that comes with football. Great agility, great disappointment, and Chargers tonight are disappointed. That comeback was one to remember, but Oski responded, and that's what good teams do, good programs do, and Oski able to drive down the field out of the score.
And I know those Charger players are really hurting, but you got some season left. They're still on for the playoffs, and as are the fans. You're going to have these fans coming out to support you next week. I wouldn't count these guys out yet. Those guys showed a ton of heart. No, I could see it. I wouldn't be surprised if they come back next week with even more intensity than they had in the second half.
Yeah. But right now, from the Sheraton fans, just walking out here, which, you know, it's going to happen on that kind of dramatic ending, so Chargers unable to come out victorious. But, you know, props to Oskaloosa. They outplayed the Chargers tonight, Adam. They really did. Sheridan didn't give up. They had so much heart then, but they hit us. They also.
Yep, Oskaloosa did come to play tonight, and they entered this game 1-3, now 2-3. Chargers are now 4-1. Undefeated record has broken, but as we said before, it's a heartbreaker for Sheridan. Still season not over. Still got some more district games to go, and they're going to be hunting for the playoffs. But I'm Adam Casco with my partner, Derek Lang. This is KIIC Radio.